Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 17. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. A wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful son and will share the inheritance of the master's children. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. Those who mock the poor insult their maker. Those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. Grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent words are not fitting for a fool. Even less are lies fitting for a ruler. A bribe is like a lucky charm. Whoever gives one will prosper. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. A single rebuke does more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. Evil people are eager for rebellion, but they will be severely punished. It is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to confront a fool caught in foolishness. If you repay good with evil, evil will never leave your house. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so stop before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to the Lord. It is senseless to pay to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. It's poor judgment to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for a friend. Anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. Anyone who trusts in high walls invites disaster. The crooked heart will not prosper. The lying tongue tumbles into trouble. It is painful to be the parent of a fool. There is no joy for the father of a rebel. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. The wicked take secret bribes to pervert the course of justice. Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the one who gave them birth. It is wrong to punish the godly for being good, or to flog leaders for being honest. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent. Once again, that was Proverbs 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Proverbs are meant to give us insight into ourselves, others, life, and God. Some of the Proverbs don't tell us what is right and wrong. They just tell us the way things are. Verse 8 calls bribes, quote, lucky charms, end quote. But this doesn't mean we should give bribes, as is clear from verse 23. It is just acknowledging that the world is a certain way, and we need insight to live life well. Our choices can guard us, in a world full of fools and bad choices. So make sure you are making the right choices about who you spend your time with. Stay away from people who love to fight, which is referenced in verses 1, 14, and verse 19, or gossip, cited from verse 4, or mock the poor, written in verse 5. We need to understand that God is with us through the hard times in life, and He is refining us in this fire, confirmed in verse 3. We have to be on our guard against lies from people with power, we learn from verse 7, and bribes, which was talked about in verses 8 and 23. We need to be very cautious about those who speak poorly of their parents, drawing on verses 21 and 25, or those who are foolish with their words, which was written in verses 27 through 28. We do need to spend time with those who will correct us, from what it says in verse 10, forgive us, as we learn in verse 9, and be loyal to us, from what we read in verse 17, but not bail us out of our problems, referenced in verse 18. Their words are like medicine when we are hurting, which was alluded to in verse 22. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Are you wise about the people you allow to influence you? How can you spend more time with those who grow your faith? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.